talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is submitting a new budget blueprint to Congress requesting more than $8 billion in funding for a border wall and border security. The $4.7 trillion proposal suggests steep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to increase spending for the Pentagon. Acting OMB Director Russ Vogt with more on the budget.
We are saying to the American people, we can no longer afford the paradigm that Congress keeps giving us, which is that we're never going to make any trade-offs, that we're never going to align what we spend with what we take in, that we're not going to do what every family does across the country in trying to figure out what they can afford before they go out and spend. So, yes, we are trying to say that we need to continue to secure the country. We need to continue to secure the border.
Coast Guard Officer Christopher Hassan is in a Maryland court this afternoon, accused of planning a domestic terror attack against prominent Democratic politicians and journalists. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
After delaying a decision for weeks, the DNC has decided where it will hold its national convention next year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Democrats have selected Milwaukee, Wisconsin to host the 2020 convention, picking it over the two other finalist cities, Houston and Miami. The convention is scheduled for July 13th through 16th, 2020. It will be the first time in over a century that Democrats will be in a Midwest city other than Chicago to nominate their presidential candidate. Republicans had already announced that the GOP will gather in Charlotte, the largest city in battleground North Carolina, on August 24th through 27th, 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is blaming the United States for cyber attacks against his nation's power grid. The country has been without power for 4 days, putting a strain on the already tense political situation. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
UN officials in Nairobi, Kenya, have responded to the Ethiopian Airlines plane crash that claimed all 157 lives on Sunday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Several UN staff members were on board the plane when it crashed outside Addis Ababa. They were on their way to an international conference on the environment in Kenya. Satu Trivathi, the Assistant Secretary General, who is with the UN Environment Program, says they will honor their colleagues.
What we see is that a renewed resolve and a feeling that the best way to respect the memory of the departed souls is to do even more resolutely what they were coming here to do, that is serve the cause of the environment and the planet.
I'm John Clemens.
So much snow has fallen in some states that people are being killed in avalanches. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
The avalanche danger in Colorado is being called an extreme and unprecedented event. Heavy snow triggered more than 2,000 avalanches in the state so far this season. 7 backcountry skiers have been killed, including one on Thursday. Just in the past week, Colorado has seen over 300 avalanches with a level of danger not seen in decades. At least 9 western states are now under avalanche warnings. More snow is expected this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradionews.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Says in the show, and he's just very upset by the end of the show. I don't want to reveal too much, but okay, but yeah,
the show's been around since 72. it's not a big surprise.
Yeah, but he's pretty angry that Pippin decides to compromise all of his aspirations and dreams and lead an ordinary life, because the whole time he's been guiding Pippin to perform this really great extraordinary ending, but Pippins decide to be normal, and he's happy with that. Well, Pippin's happy with that.
Okay, so then the lead player gets all ticked off and starts shutting down everything, and you know, you'll see the rest of it, of course. But what's the grand finale a metaphor for something? Who can help me with that one?
I can.
All right. Don't be shy.
Showing how a person can get caught up in the hustle and bustle of their life by trying to find that something that's worth living for. They can kind of lose sight of what they're really looking for and what can really make them happy. So I think the grand finale really shows that, how society just pressures you so much to fit a certain image that you kind of forget how you really wanted to turn out.
But tell them what the grand finale
The grand finale is the wonderful Pippin going into a little box and setting himself on fire.
that's like the meaning of the show. It's just like, do you want to go up in flames and be remembered for, like, you know, the glory of that instant, or do you want to live your life without, you know, like that stereotypical sunshine? You know what I mean? Like, can you be happy alone, or do you need other people's approval?
Right.
Do you live for applause, or can you
better
live
to burn out than fade away?
Yeah.
Ah.
Right.
And one of those endings, he's asked how he is, and he feels trapped. What does that mean?
Pippin gets cornered.
Right.
We actually don't have that line in our script. In the movie, that's just kind of a joke, because in the end, he ends up with Catherine, and it seems like they're going to get married. And so when he says trapped, I think that was just kind of a marriage pun there.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Our show actually ends a bit different, so there is a surprise at the end for all the audience.
Stephen Schwartz changed the ending about 15 years ago.
Okay, all right.
So
I wasn't up to date on that. I was behind the times. Okay.
It's okay.
A lot of play. I was actually in musicals myself. I wasn't a performer. I was in the pit, and I did it for a number of years. I also played professionally. And there are some songs, some shows where you hear about them and you say, oh, I can't wait. You know, South Pacific, Oklahoma, West Side Story. I mean, wham. You know every song. Every song is a hit. This one didn't really have that. You know, when my pit director would put together the score for us, he'd go, and this one has the great song of, and then this song is really important. Did this song? Did you really get into it right off the bat, or did it take a little while to get used to it?
Yeah, no, I.
Who's saying yeah?
I. This is like probably, and I'm not just saying this because I am Pippin, but this is like my favorite musical that I've ever done. Because like, I don't know, we did a couple shows before this, and like, it's like, okay, like, you know, we're gonna put on makeup and put on a show, and like, that's gonna be it. It's kind of flaky.
Mm-hmm.
This actually, it's like questions existence and purpose and like fulfillment, and it's just like, I don't know, there's so much more. There's like depth and like, you go and then like you leave and you're like, wow, you know? So I think it's, I don't know, there's like the cool like Fosse, and it's just I love the instruments. I love Pippin.
Yeah, the music and choreography is incredible. Yeah. Like you remember it when you leave.
Yeah, you mentioned the music. A lot of shows do have that one showstopper, but I think in Pippin every single song is the showstopper.
Mm-hmm.
So every song, that's when you think of Pippin, you might not think of a specific song, because every single one of the songs will stay with you and really They're a great show.
Did you know that at the outset? When they said we're doing Pippin, did you guys go, oh, I can't wait?
Mrs. Underline says no, they did not.
Yeah, I know. That's what I expected. I asked the question because, like I said, Mrs. Underline slapped me down and said, do you know what Pippin is? And I said, no. So I had to look it up. And then I was like, wow, it is kind of cool. And then I started, that's where I started to generate the questions. All right, we only got about 3 minutes left, so here's what I want to do. I need each one of you to state one word or phrase to tell the audience why they should come.
Intrigue.
Plots to bring disaster.
Humor handled by a master.
Romance.
Illusion.
Fantasy to study.
Battles barbarous and bloody.
Magic.
And merriment.
So join us.
I guess you guys practiced this, huh? No. Or is it part of the script?
You crazy. I'm crazy.
Improv.
Serves me well to send the questions a day early. Okay. Last thing, let's get the information to everybody so they know how to get to see you guys now. Where is it? When is it?
Pippin is... March 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7 o'clock in 100 Central Auditorium. The box office is open 2 hours prior to every performance, and also Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 to 6, all till we open. And there's a special senior citizen performance Wednesday at 3:30. It's free. No tickets are needed. Just come and join us.
Cool. Join us. I think I've heard that in the music somewhere. Okay, last question is for the seniors. Some of you probably already have your grand finale already picked out. Where is it? Where are you going?
I'm going to Tufts University.
Oh, right. And you are? Tell people. They can't see you.
Sorry. I'm Caitlin. I'm playing Bertha.
Right. Who else?
I'm Ken. I'm playing the leading player, and I'm going to TCNJ.
All right. Who else?
I'm Kara. I'm one of the student directors, and I'm going to Princeton University.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anybody else? That's it? We got him?
Undecided.
I don't hear back till April.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you get a special invitation to call in and let me know.
Alrighty.
All right. Charlemagne.
Challenge accepted. All right.
Charlemagne. And we'll duke it out, dude.
Okay.
All right. I gotta hightail it somewhere. Right. Somewhere is my music. Where is it? Where's my intro music? Come on. There it is. All right, guys. I want to thank you so much, and Ms. Enterline and Ms. Steffner for coming in. This was really, really cool. I hope we can do this again next year.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
me. Hey, my pleasure. Now, here's the deal. We do Rewind on the weekend, though. You'll have to look and see when the Friday night perform, when the Friday shows show up during the weekend, so check that out. But on Monday, I will have it up on the website for the archive, so you guys can have the MP3 to listen to. All right? All right. Thanks so much to them. Boy, this was really cool. All right. If you heed the word of my friend Amberjack of Amberjack 5, Vincent Arnolino, he says, never say I should have, and that means that you should start planning now to go and check out this performance. And every performance is different, so why don't you get the package deal? Go and see it all three times? All right, thanks again. My pleasure to have the Pippin crew and cast here, and they sang great, and it's just going to be so cool. All right, thanks so much. I am off, but you better be at the annual dinner and meeting and dinner dance at 6 o'clock. So be prepared to do that and drop by, say hello, and tell me how you enjoyed listening to the 100 Central Pippin Players. I'm signing off. This is Big C on Good Morning 100, and 100 Helpline will be in at 10 o'clock. Talk to you on 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Big C signing off.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on President Trump calling the Democrats anti-Jewish and anti-Semitic.
Look, the president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people. And frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent and it's sad.
Sanders speaking there during her first news briefing in 42 days, although President Trump has made himself available to the media on an almost daily basis. The White House on Monday released their annual budget blueprint, which will be sent to Congress. Acting White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt says defense spending will increase.
The budget requests $750 billion for our national defense. And to be clear, this is not funding for endless wars.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, click on the end of the